This is the day after Ezra got back, and we're at the coffee shop. Cal and I got some coffee, and now we're waiting around for the pet store lady.
Yeah, we just need to wait. She should be here soon.
Didn't you say it could be sometime later this week, not today?
Yep, that's why we need to come here every day until she shows up.
Yep. Day two at the...
That's her! Wait, no it's not. False alarm.
Cal... Day three waiting for...
Excuse me, may I take your order?
What's the best coffee you got?
Day four. Hopefully I don't get interrupted this time.
Pet store lady isn't here, but is that a dog?
Cal, no! Day five. I'm getting discouraged now.
Don't worry, she'll show up.
I don't know if I can handle much more coffee here and not start hating it.
Day six. It's almost been a week, and if she doesn't show up tomorrow, I think I might stop coming.
But Kat, she said she would come. She said...
Yes, but maybe she forgot. Or lied.
This is...
Oh, that's her! Hi, not pet store worker girl?
Yes. I forgot how loud you were.
Hello.
And you must be Katie. Calla said a lot about you.
Yep, Calla says a lot of things, so I'm not surprised. I don't actually know your name, though. Callus forgot it.
I figured as much. I'm Haley. Do you want something to drink?
Wait, do you work here?
No, no I do not.
I do, though. May I take your order?
Oh, yes, please. Can I have a large mocha frappuccino?
I'll take a PSL.
A good old jug of black coffee would do just fine.
What sizes are those?
As large as you can make them.
Got it.
Sorry, I woke up late. I had to deal with Met before I left. Did I miss anything?
No, not really. You missed ordering coffee, but you can share with me when mine gets here.
Yours is always so sweet and sticky, but okay.
You can have some of mine.
And what did you order? Pure sprinkles?
No, I have some taste. I got black coffee.
Oh, wait, really? Doesn't seem like you, but...
Can we get on topic now? I'd like to at least start my story before our coffee gets here.
Ooh, story time.
Right. You said you could help us with the abductions?
Well, I can't fix all your problems, but I do know a little bit about them. See, about 2 weeks, I was abducted, as you put it. Brought into a weird place, asked a bunch of questions, and then dropped right back into my life as if I had only been gone for a few days.
A few days? How many exactly?
Three or four. Only felt like a few minutes to me.
That can't be right. Katie was gone for almost a week, and I was gone for more than that, easily.
Yeah, we had to watch dog while they were gone. Have you ever had a big dog before? They are huge!
You already told me about dog, Callus, while we were at the pet store, but that's not important. During my abduction, I learned a few things that you might be interested in.
Oh, really? The voice wouldn't let me ask any questions.
I'm very persuasive. Hold up. Before you ask any more questions, how about we treat this more like an information trade? You ask me questions, I ask you questions. How does that sound?
I can't answer all of your questions, but I suppose it's only fair if I answer a few for you.
I probably won't answer some of your questions either. Why am I here?
You were on my list.
Who gave you this list? Where did it come from?
I don't think I can answer that one. Sorry.
Why? Is it someone you can't talk about? Or can you not remember? Oh, how fascinating that would be if you couldn't remember.
Enough on that. Next question.
Wow, they actually offered up an answer? You know, come to think of it, Cal and I didn't ask many productive questions.
I would disagree. I asked you if I could have some cotton candy.
I don't think that would get much information. Or cotton candy.
I need the information on how it tastes. You can't keep it from me forever.
It tastes fluffy. Now let me continue. Why are you investigating this list? Why not leave it alone?
I'm looking for someone specific. I think they might be on this list, or someone on the list knows them.
Okay, searching for a missing person. How are you even pulling people here, and dilating the time?
It's simple teleportation magic. The time dilation is just an unwanted side effect. It shouldn't be too much of a problem.
That makes sense. It wouldn't be good for you if people started disappearing for longer and longer.
Worse for them, I would assume. Though I'm sure a few seconds missing, maybe minutes, never hurt anyone.
Who else is on this mystery list? And then they listed off a bunch of names. I didn't know half of what they were saying, but I know your names are on there, and mine, and an old friend of mine.
Ooh, an old friend?
Sorry to interrupt you guys, but I have your orders. And not to listen in, but a friend of mine has gone missing for about a week, and I don't know where she is. Could she be with this interviewer person?
What's her name? Maybe I'll remember it from the list.
Violet. Her name is Violet.
Yeah, sounds familiar. She should be back. Eventually. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next month.
Alright, sorry. I'll leave you guys be now, alright?
Haley, you didn't have to be rude. They were just worried.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to tell you what I know. I'm not able to help everyone who lost a friend. I only know so much.
She has a point, Kat. Besides, it wasn't very nice of them to listen in on our conversation in the first place.
It's not their fault. I listen to things I shouldn't all the time. Maybe they just have super hearing.
Maybe, probably not. Point is, I think I know someone who can help with this situation. The interviewer had a friend of mine, Tobin, on the list. If anyone could figure this out, it's him.
Before we go confront another person I don't know, I'd like to know something about them.
About Tobin?
No, about the sky.
Ooh, I know a lot of stuff about the sky.
No, I was being sarcastic. Yes, about Tobin.
Well, he's a living ragdoll.
Wait, is he the one who makes suits?
Yes, him.
I remembered something. I've never met him before, but I've heard a lot about him. Is it true that he once rode a T-Rex while eating popcorn across the ocean?
What?
What? That's one of the stories I've heard.
Dinosaurs are extinct, and you can't ride them across the ocean. I don't know who told you that story, but it's clearly fiction.
Hey, I was just trying to add input.
It's okay, Cal. I appreciate that. Haley, can you take us to meet your friend, Tobin?
Why would I bring it up if I wasn't going to at least give you the address?
You've got a point there. Thanks for the help, Haley.
Yeah, thanks. We should probably go see if he's home.
Yep, sounds like a plan.
Okay, we're at the address Haley gave us. It looks like there are people leaving. The shop must be open.
Kit Kat, you run too fast. No more coffee for you.
Kat doesn't run too fast. You're just too slow. Really slow, in fact. Could you be any slower, Ez? You need to learn how to run faster. Like, man, are you slow.
I'll blame it on my lack of sleep. Just stop talking, please.
Let's go inside. Hello? Tobin, hello?
There's no one here.
But we just saw people leaving.
Well, neither of them was Tobin. Maybe Tobin left, but the store is open. Maybe he had to leave, maybe...
Hi. Who are you?
Well, I'm Callis. We're looking for Tobin. And who are you?
My name is Nuri. I'm also looking for Tobin. He should be right here. He's not?
Nope, he's not. I wanted to ask him about the abductions and magic and scary voices, but he's not here.
Wait. You were abducted too?
Feels like the whole world was abducted at this point.
I don't know if the nice abductor person would be able to kidnap everyone. It's been a few people at a time so far.
Do you think Tobin got kidnapped? He was on the list.
Wait, you know who's on the list?
Only a few people. The nice not pet store lady told us a few of the names.
Her name was Haley.
I haven't heard of her, but if she told you Tobin was on the list, then maybe he disappeared. It shouldn't be too long.
Shouldn't be too long? I was gone for more than a week.
A week? That's not good. Oh dear. Well, I don't want to wait here for a week, but we can at least wait here for Jake.
Who?
He's the young man, staying with Tobin right now. He runs the front of the shop since Tobin can't.
And he can help us with the problem. That's a good idea. So now we just wait?
Yep, time to wait again.
Sorry for the interruption. Thank you for listening to episode 4. This podcast is written, directed, and produced by Liliana Conrad and Felix Pazorski. Script, editing, and recording help from Leviathan Radford, and recording help from Ashisimo Conrad. Music design done by Jared Cherney Cohen, and cover art done by Leviathan Radford. Our social media handles and how to support us can be found in the description of this episode. Katie is voiced by Katarina Bourne. Callis is voiced by Ryan Maddox-Miller. Ezra is voiced by Ari Vanacker. Ty is voiced by Sylvan Koru-Tree-Barr. Haley is voiced by Dakota Rowe-Bailey. The interviewer is voiced by Liliana Conrad, and Neri is voiced by Lunatrix. Thank you again for listening, and the next episode will be available in 2 weeks. Until next time,